This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Mia Friedman is best known for her magazine career and her incredibly popular blog, mamamia.com.au. But recently she had an experience that she called life-changing, travelling to PNG with Vic's Road to Relief, a program that supports the work of UNICEF in places like Papua New Guinea. Mia Friedman is with me now. Good morning, Mia.
Good morning, Katrina.
So how did you get involved in this project?
Well, Vic came to me and told me a little bit about their Road to Relief program and asked if I'd be one of the ambassadors. And I'm usually a complete wussbag when it comes to anything about children or third world countries. I can be a little bit of an ostrich sometimes. But the more I talked to them, the more I saw that this was just such a fantastic cause to be involved in and champion, because it was just so easy to help out. And I felt that I also needed my own eyes opened a little bit to mm-hmm. what was going on so close to our doorstep.
So were you apprehensive about, you know, actually the trip, actually going to Port Moresby, which is, you know, not the safest place in the world, is it?
Yes, and that's what everybody said to me. Every time I said that I was going, they'd be like, oh, it's very dangerous there. And I'm very wimpy when it comes to flying anywhere and all of that. So, yeah, I was massively apprehensive.
Have you ever been to a third world country before?
I never have, no. Mm. I never have. So it was something that, you know, I'm a mother of three, and I felt that I'm in the fortunate position of my kids, like most of us, have the benefit of great, free, clean, easily accessible healthcare and clean running water and all of these things, not to mention a million toys. And I felt that it was really important if I could help open people's eyes to how other kids were living and, help Vic to help them.
Mm. So where did you go and what did you see?
We flew into Port Moresby, and which was absolutely a trip. I mean, Port Moresby is a little bit like the Wild West. It's only a couple of hours from Australia by plane, but it is just suddenly you're in a third world country. And Port Moresby was quite scary, but we were under very high security in our hotel there. And then for the days that we were there, we actually got in a bus and drove about 90 minutes out of Port Moresby to a couple of rural villages. And the first day we went to see a health clinic, which sounds, you know, very impressive, but it's actually just like a demountable classroom with three sort of dirty little rooms that, I mean, they try their best, but they said, oh, this is a labour ward, and it was three little beds with stained rubber sheets on them, and that was it. And I said, oh, what if their woman needs intervention or a cesarean? They said, oh, no, we just put them in the back of a ute and drive them. It's only 90 minutes to Port Moresby Hospital.
Oh, imagine giving birth in the back of a ute in PNG somewhere.
And, you know, all the women, you know, what the Vic's Road to Relief program is about pneumonia is one of the leading killers of children in third world countries, and 2 million children die of pneumonia every year. And by immunising these kids against measles, which is one of the leading causes of pneumonia, Vic's are trying to, along with UNICEF, are trying to save up to 2 million lives of children under five every year. So how could I say no to being involved with something like that? So what we did was we went and saw where these immunisations were taking place. So all the mothers came along with their babies and were just so grateful and so excited to be having their children immunised. And then we went to we went even further to a tiny rural village where a man had a sort of a megaphone and they set up these mobile clinics, which again sounds very high-tech, but actually it's just they set up under a tree and they have all the immunisations in eskies, and all the kids come and the mothers come and bring their babies and all sit around, and it's quite a lovely social thing, and the kids get immunised. And, you know, we met some kids who'd nearly died of pneumonia, and we met all these children and spoke to these mothers who were just so grateful, because it really, these immunisations are the difference between life and death for these kids. So it certainly made me not take the access that we have to immunisations and health facilities ever for granted again.
It's amazing to think that children could die of something as simple as measles.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was saying to some of the mothers, oh, are you're going to cry? And they're like, no, it's great. This is a wonderful thing. We're so happy that our babies are getting these immunisations.
Mia, did you discover any other major health challenges? You mentioned the measles and pneumonia, but what other health problems do they face there?
So many. I mean, they don't have access to clean drinking water in many cases. The infrastructure is just terrible. So there's not sewage. There's not all the things, again, that we take for granted. The conditions are really quite terrible. Out of the cities, things are better. In the villages, you know, everyone's very sort of happy. And it's not like those awful videos that you see of Africa where people are starving and all of that. I mean, they do their best. And we visited on the second day, we visited a school where the kids were just so excited to see us, and they were telling us how they wanted to be lawyers and doctors and engineers. And that was just gorgeous, you know. It was ultimately such an uplifting, you know, it was a reality check, but it was very uplifting in that these people were very positive and doing the best with the little that they had.
Yeah, and the children are so beautiful, aren't they? Were there any particular, you know, children that you met whose story or, you know, who left a strong impression with you?
Oh, there were a few, actually. I really wanted to pop a few in my handbag to take home. But there were these twins that we met who had, they were about 10 months, and when they were 2 months, they'd had pneumonia and they'd nearly died. They'd ended up being transferred into Port Moresby Hospital in the middle of the night because, you know, it was funny, before I left, my daughter was sick and we made the pilgrimage to the Children's Hospital in the night like so many parents have done before, and I sort of whinged and moaned and complained about having to wait for an hour and a half in the waiting room until she was seen and all of those things, and in actual fact, she was fine. But you look at these people, and in the middle of the night, if something goes wrong, there is no doctor and there's not even any transport to get to town. Mm. So, yeah, these little girls were very, very lucky. And when we were there, they'd just been immunised against measles, and they were the lucky ones. You know, the mortality rate for children under 5 in developing countries like Vietnam and in Papua New Guinea and Bangladesh is very, very high, unacceptably high. And so by doing something as simple, that's why I like the Vicks Road to Relief program as well, because I think some people have a bit of charity fatigue. Everyone's doing it tough at the moment here as well in a lot of families. So by doing something, just buying something that you'd buy anyway, I mean, if your family's anything like mine, we become a little bit of a chemist sets up in our kitchen over winter. So just by buying one product, it pays for the immunisation of one child. And I thought that's such a simple, effective, easy to get involved in program. And also you can go to the Vicks Road to Relief Facebook page and click to become a friend, and that pays for the immunisation of one child. So you don't even have to buy anything. You just make one click on your Facebook page and tell your friends. And I really liked the simplicity of that and the difference that it could make. I've seen firsthand now.
Okay, and the goal is to vaccinate 2 million children this winter. Do you know how far along they are towards that goal?
Yes, Vicks Road to Relief is up to 1.5 million kids. So
that's great. Okay, well, I have to just ask you, Mia, before I let you go, did you look at your own children and your own life a little bit differently when you got back from PNG?
Totally differently. I'm a bit of a worrier. I get very anxious when my kids get sick, and when I was away, my littlest child, who's 2, got a cold and had a bit of a fever, and usually I would have been a bit sort of anxious about that, but it was funny. I was halfway over the other side of the world, and my husband was like, yeah, he's got a bit of a fever, but he's fine. And I just was completely, you know, it seemed like such unimaginable luxury that we had 101 different types of medication. We had an after-hours doctor. Our GP was down the road. The Children's Hospital was a 10-minute drive in the car where he'd be seen immediately. We could call an ambulance if things were really dire, as I've had to do once for my daughter before when she had croup. And suddenly all of those things, which I've completely taken for granted, meant a lot more.
That's great. Well, thank you so much for sharing a little bit of your journey this morning, Mia.
Thanks, Katrina. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. And I'm sure that if people would like to read about it, they could read your story on your blog at mamamia.com.
.com.au.
Oh, .com.au. Sorry, Mia. Okay. Thank you so much.
Taken.
Okay. All right. mamamia.com.au. That's Mia Friedman talking about her recent trip to PNG.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.